WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Sons of Bill, at least two of them, are sitting in front of me right now, and we're going to be talking with them just a bit. Sons of Bill and Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit are going to be opening the Jefferson this Friday, and we've got a pair of tickets to that celebration. And of course, you want to stay tuned for the live music as well. We want to welcome back to the WNRN studios James and Sam Wilson. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Ann.
We are so glad to have you here this morning, and what a great honor it is to be chosen to be a part of the opening of the Jefferson Theater. That must be really fun for you guys.
Yeah, we're really psyched. We've been hearing about this this opening for a couple years, and we're really glad that it's finally happening, and we're glad to be the opening band to do it.
Have you worked before with Jason Isbell and his band?
Yeah, we've toured on and off with Jason, not as much as we've liked, but we've been huge fans of his music for years now, and we've been doing some shows with the 400 Unit, his band, and we've gotten to be friends with him, so we just figured what better way than to do a co-bill with him to open the Jefferson.
Well, it's also kind of a good night, too, because there are probably people who are ready to get out on Friday after Thanksgiving and just see what's going on. And this is quite a goings-on that'll be happening there at the Jefferson on Friday. Well, also, you guys have been really busy. And the last time you were in the WNRN studios, I think right before your CD release party back in June, I imagine a few things have happened since that time. That was a great night at the Paramount.
Yeah, that was amazing. We actually recorded that. What we've been doing is we've been recording all our live shows now. Our bass player, Seth, takes a recording rig, and we basically, as many as we can, we record our shows and we offer them for free downloads on our website. So that's kind of been, and it actually started with the Paramount, so hopefully we're going to be releasing the Paramount show eventually. And but yeah, we've just been touring on and off and working on new songs, hopefully thinking about a third record maybe in the next year or so. Yeah, we were out at Texas for the Austin City Limits Festival.
Just got off the road with Robert O'Keefe last week.
Yeah, we toured with Robert O'Keefe for 5 or 6 days. So, yeah, it's
well, that's
been
a blast.
Yeah.
Richard Bretherton, I really like his playing so very much.
Yeah, he's good.
He's a great player.
Yeah, well, and he's also a good producer, too. But we could go on and on about Richard for probably an hour. But let's get back on with you. With the Sons of Bill, two of them here in the WNRN studios this morning. How about a live tune? What are you going to start us off with?
We're going to start off with a song from the second record called Joey's Arm.
Joey's arm has two tattoos. Stars and bars and born to lose. And with glassy eyes he waits for rain. Says it reminds him of his wedding day. And when you drive through Cumberland and the dark, watch the woods and you see the sparks. And roll down the window and hear the sound of broken glass and coming down. Oh, and the dirt underneath, the methadone. Your lip and you at the sky. ties to tattoos. To stars and bars and Born to Lose. And with glassy eyes he waits for rain. And says it reminds him of his wedding day.
WNRN with live music in the studios this morning with Sam and James Wilson. They are members of Sons of Bill, and I guess it'd probably be a good idea to tell people who is in Sons of Bill. Obviously, one more brother, and then we referred to Seth, but you got a, who's the drummer?
Actually, our original drummer is now playing with us. Todd Wellens, who was on our first record, Far Cry from Freedom, he is back from a three-year hiatus. He was living in Boston and working up there, and the timing just worked out right. And he did this past Robert Earl Keen tour with us, and he sounds amazing. He's a great guy, and he'll be with us for the Jefferson.
Cool. Well, that'll be nice to have him back in the fold. So who's doing the writing of these new songs you were talking about earlier?
Similar to the other two records, that it's James has a lot of songs on it, but it's a little different because Abe and I have been writing a lot more. Abe is actually he had no songs on Far Cry, and he had one on One Town Away, and he's been writing up a storm. He's probably got three or four new ones. I've got a ton of new ones, and James has got some stuff. So we're just kind of we're just doing demos right now, just acoustic demos, and just getting the songs down and just seeing which ones are going to work, which ones won't work, and just kind of figuring out the direction we want to go with this one.
Well, you know, Sam, you have your own band, so do you do some of the Sons of Bill material with your band, or do you have like your own cache of songs you save just for that project?
Usually that's the way it would be, but more recently it's kind of becoming, my style's been evolving and Sons of Bill's style's been evolving, so some of those songs that I never thought would have fit, you know, James is saying, oh, let's try that one, you know, and so we're all evolving, and we've been so busy that I really haven't had much time to do my solo band. I've been doing solo gigs, working on the acoustic thing. Because that's really important to us, that we keep the acoustic thing going, because that's kind of the foundation, as well as the full electric rock band.
We've got Sam and James Wilson in the WNRN studios this morning, and time for another tune. Which one are you going to do for us now?
Let's do
One Town Away?
Yeah, it's One Town Away.
Okay.
When you're waiting downtown at the station, and they're calling the last train to town, then you're sitting there flipping a nickel, you're wishing that she were around, and you don't seem to know where you're going. And I'm betting you might find your way to a random casino in Vegas with a woman who won't ever stay. And you're gone down a road that leads you straight. Cash on the barrel and you drink all your pain away. Where the women and a whiskey aren't helping, 'cause neither money nor gambling is why you spend every dime on card games and wine for a song you won't ever sing. And you're gone down a road that leads you astray. You put your cash on the barrel and you drink all your pain away. Just don't say that I didn't warn you. Believe me that I feel the same as when you women, they run wild. You find you're the giant, just knowing you don't wanna stay. Down the road that'll lead you astray. You put your cash on the barrel and you drink all your pain away. You put your cash on the barrel and you drink all your pain.
WNRN live music from Sam and James Wilson, members of Sons of Bill. Sons of Bill and Jason Isbell on the 400 unit are going to be opening the Jefferson Theater on Friday night. Doors are going to open at 7, music starts at 8, and it is going to be a great celebration, the reopening of the Jefferson. I don't even remember when the last movie played there.
I was in high school. I remember seeing a movie there, probably my senior year in high school.
Yeah, I was a little. Yeah, I was in high school, too, so.
It was the Dollar Theater for a while.
Yeah, indeed. And, of course, they had first night stuff there. I saw Robin and Linda Williams there, and I know the Hackensaw Boys at some point rented the theater and used it to, as a venue. But it's really going to be interesting to see the Jefferson in its new incarnation, so to speak, this weekend with your show. One of the things that was just so amazing about the Paramount show was all the special guests that you had play with you. It was pretty fantastic. Are you going to have some special guests for this Friday at this opening, or are there going to be some other appearances of local dignitaries that you know of?
Well, I mean, we'll see. I mean, Jason's going to be on the bill with us, so I'm sure we'll be some Southern Rock shredding going on.
We've been texting him, trying to instigate some cool sit-ins.
With the Paramount, we just wanted that just to be, I mean, it's such an amazing theater, along with the, you know, Jefferson. We just really wanted it to be a celebration of just music in Charlottesville, and there's so many great musicians and bands, and when we're friends with all of them, we're all kind of in it together. It's one of the things that's great about this town. It was just really, really cool to do that. And we've always got some tricks up our sleeves. We'll see what we'll do.
Also wanted to mention, too, that our good friend Peyton will be opening the show with Maddie Metcalf on accordion and Peyton on guitar. I produced his new EP, so he'll be opening the show, so get there early.
Oh, so there's actually a third band on the, schedule.
He'll be the acoustic opener, kind of when doors open. You can go in and hear some of his new stuff. It's really good.
Are you talking with Peyton or Maddie?
Peyton, actually.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Well, I know Maddie pretty well, too, so he's a great accordion player. So you don't have any specific schedule for a new album, or do you want to go back and work with the same producer, or are you going to try something new when you go back and record?
We're kind of at the point now where we've got the wish list of producers. I mean, recording with Jim Scott was a dream because he's one of our favorites, so he's definitely on there. We just have a lot to figure out in terms of budget and if we want to get a label and all the logistics. Right now, we're just kind of more picking out the songs that we think are going to the best songs for the record and which songs work together. That's kind of the stage we're at. But at the same time, we're probably going to be going in and demoing some stuff, full band, pretty soon. So we're hoping to have to be recorded in the next year, I think.
So you're going to play some of this new music on Friday?
You know, we played our new stuff off One Town Away for a long time. We found we got to the studio, some songs were a little stale. So we've kind of made a conscious decision to keep all the new stuff, keep it off the stage, not really debut it yet. You know, we're itching to do it. You know, that's why we want to do this record, because we really want to play these songs, but probably no new songs, I'd say. Maybe some new exciting covers.
Well, who are you covering these days?
Well, I have to come out to the Jefferson to find out.
Oh, there you go.
Usually a lot of Tom Petty and Steve Earle.
Yep, all of my heroes. We'll probably cover Jason Isbell at the show. It'll be awesome. I don't know what he'll think about that.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll appreciate it. One more live tune for us this morning?
Yeah,
sounds good.
And I can blame it on the moon for calling me out tonight. Yeah, maybe I'm just a little bit lonesome, baby. Yeah, maybe my head ain't right. And I could walk down to the station, see my reflection on the ground, just receding in the ripples. But I do not hear a sound. I don't hear a sound. Yeah, the devil, she comes to me, says, boy, do you wanna go out tonight? She's got a 40-ounce hurricane in her left hand and a 45 in her right. Well, you're dying just to touch her, and your heart just wants to scream. So you pull her just a little bit closer and pretend it's all just a dream. It's just a dream. And oh, and I ain't the man I wanna be. They call it freedom as you're reaching for your chain. I'm just a little bit lonesome, baby. Yeah, maybe my head ain't right. And I ain't trying to sing the blues. It's bloody fingers and guitar strings, 'cause 12 bars is just a prison when there's nothing else left to say. Nothing left to say. And oh, and I ain't the man I wanna be. They call it freedom as you're reaching for your chains. And oh, and I'm haunted by the memories of who I used to be when I did. I hate the rain.
WNRN, live music from Sam and James Wilson of Sons of Bill. And we are all looking forward to Sons of Bill and Jason Isbell and the 400 unit at the Jefferson this Friday. And if you're looking forward to it as well and like to win some tickets, we got some tickets coming up in just a minute. I want to say a quick thank you to Sam and James for coming in this morning. Thank you so much for, always coming in. It's always a pleasure for me to have you guys here.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure for us to be here.